Welcome back to Bat Week Day 5. Today's topic, bat houses. These are a really cool and relatively simple way to support bats. With the increasing rate at which humans are destroying forests, bat houses will probably be incredibly important resources for the conservation of many species now and in the future. While bats have adapted to building roosts in buildings, it's important for them to have their own space to live because they can unfortunately be a nuisance if they roost in buildings and in homes. However, you can install a bat house on the outside of a building. But before I get ahead of myself, how do you even build a bat house? For starters, if DIY isn't your thing, you can just buy one. A quick Google search will give you what you need. If you would rather build it, there are some great tutorials online, including at batcon.org. If you would like more videos about how to build a bat house, let me know. But for now, let's keep going with the content. Bat houses that are 24 by 24 by 6 can house up to 300 bats. They do best when mounted on a pole 15 to 20 feet high in the air and away from foliage to protect them from predators. If they are mounted on a tree, the home can be shaded from the sun and allow for predators to enter the home. You can also mount them on the side of a building or house and underneath an overhang to protect them from rain and drastically changing temperatures that occur in areas like the desert. You want to make sure that the house receives 6 to 8 hours of sunlight per day, so face it east or south, to keep the roost warmer. It can help if you paint or stain the house a darker color to attract heat. If you have the ability, place your bat house near a body of water or an area of varying vegetation, because they tend to be more successful in areas like these. If you don't have anything like this, don't worry. The bats will still come near if all other conditions are met, like the size of the house is on a pole or building, 15 to 20 feet in the air, etc. My final tip to you is to place the house in sets of three. As I said in my previous videos, most bats are highly social creatures, so having houses in sets of three allows for the roosts to work together, share resources, and share pup duties. You may see moms bring pups from one home to the next depending on the temperatures, bringing their pup to the cooler house on a hot day and vice versa. This is to ensure safety and comfort for their young. You'll know if your bat house is being used if you find they're scat around the area of the house. But if your bat house doesn't work out, no worries. There is sometimes trial and error that comes with this project, but if you're willing to put in the work, you will be greatly rewarded. So, I highly recommend that if you are interested in bat conservation, that you place a bat house near you. The bats will surely thank you. Until next time, you guys.